Jeff Erickson here with you as we get set. It is time for high school basketball here on WKJC. Take you through our starting lineups. First, let's start for the Cadillac Vikings. They will start number two, a 6'1" sophomore guard, Eli Main. They will start number five, a 6'3" senior guard, Jaden Montag, wearing number five. They will start a 6'6" junior that Jeff told you about a little bit earlier. A forward, Charlie Howell. They will start number 33, sophomore, 6'6" forward, Gavin Gates. And they will start number 34, 6'1" senior guard, Tegan Baker. Standard Sterling runs with their usual starting lineup. It's number 3, senior Brayden Sullivan. Number 4, sophomore Brody Sullivan. They will start number 20, senior Nick Nurnberg. Number 24, junior Cooper Prout, and number 30, senior Truman King. Let's play some basketball here. Brody Sullivan, and it is tipped up by Cadillac. Charlie Gates has the basketball now up top to Eli Main. Eli Main bounces left side, Tegan Baker. Tegan Baker playing through the zone into the corner. Montag for three, and it's a little bit long, high off the glass. Offensive rebound, but knocked out of bounds by Cadillac number 33, Gavin Gates.
Good solid zone to start the game, coming out early for Standish.
Braden Sullivan will bring it up for the Panthers. Montag picks him up at center court here in Clare. Handoff to Truman King. Truman King handoff to Brody Sullivan. Sullivan handoff to Braden Sullivan. He'll drive inside, kick out to Nuremberg. Nuremberg handoff to Truman King. Steps to his left into the corner now, where he is trapped there. Looking, kicks it out top to Nick Nuremberg. Nuremberg will dribble it up top, handoff Brody Sullivan at the volleyball line. Looking for somewhere to go. Drive inside. Sullivan, left hand layup is good. Panthers lead 2-0.
Good start for Standish.
Montag will swing it back and forth. Number 32 now with the basketball up top. That is Charlie Howell. Howell swing right side to Baker. Baker goes to the free throw line and down inside. Trying to create some room. Up top, Montag for three. Left wing, that's short. Rebound tipped up and controlled by Truman King. Here come the Panthers. Brayden Sullivan will bring it up. And we've got a foul. Looks like it's going to go on number two, Eli Main. He ran over Sullivan.
Yeah, he was trying to fight through a screen there and just kind of bullied his way through. But that's that man-to-man defense you talk about, playing really tight man all the way out to the volleyball line. They're not going to let him get any room.
2-0 Panthers, 6:45 to play here in our first quarter. Braden Sullivan, basketball handoff to Brody Sullivan, straight up top. Handoff now, Truman King at the volleyball line. He'll drive inside, hop step, fade away, and he'll be fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two.
And that's going to be the second already. Number two, Eli Main, I believe. So they're going to have to pull, get him out of the game. And we're going to get our first look at Davin Brown, a 6'2 senior guard, as he's going to replace Eli Main with two quick fouls here.
Truman King at the line, shooting two. First one is up, and that one is good. 30 points on Friday night in the district final. This game brought to you in part by the Law Office of Duane Hadley and Standish, Compassionate Care, Home Health Services in West Branch, Knuckle Oil of Standish, and Classic Lawn Care and Snowplowing of Sterling. Second free throw by King, good as well. 4-0 Panthers. Montag will walk it up. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, this is the kind of start you want if you were Standish Sterling, as they're going to extend the defense.
Pass goes to the free throw line, back out to Montag. Right side now to the new man, Brown. Brown, couple of dribbles, back to Montag up top, looking for Howell at the free throw line. Instead, goes back to right, then back to Howell. Down inside, bounce pass to Baker. Baker has it sent by Nuremberg. Goes and saves it to Braden Sullivan. Here come the Panthers. Truman King down the lane. Fade away off the high glass. No good. And a rebound pulled down by Gates. Thrown up to Baker. Too high and knocked out of bounds. It's a turnover.
And like we talked about in the pregame, they're speeding them up right now. Cadillac looks a little bit discombobulated. Really nice start for Standish. Two quick fouls and a couple quick buckets. Just like that, it's 4-0.
Braden Sullivan will drag it up for the Panthers. 5:55 to play in our first. Truman King, handoff to Brody Sullivan. The motion offense handing it off to Braden Sullivan now. Sullivan, handoff King from the volleyball line of three. Little short, rebound Prout. Prout, a power dribble into the lane. He'll be fouled and go to the line.
big-time rebound right there by Prout. That's exactly what we talked about. Going in among guys that are 2, 3, 4 inches taller than him, muscling his way in, he's going to get a chance to get a pair here from the line, already 4-0.
Couple of dribbles for the junior, Cooper Prout. Spin. First free throw is up, and that one's good. This game brought to you in part by Eden Fields Assisted Living and Memory Care of Standish, D&M Supply of Homer, the Wiltsy Insurance Agency of Standish, and Relevant Electronics in Standish. Cooper Pratt second at the line. Good as well. It's 6-0 Panthers. A lot of fouls being called early on Cadillac that sent Panthers to the line, doing it for him. Montag has the basketball up top. Goes right side to Baker. Baker down inside to Howell. Howell kick up Montag. Open left side three. That's too long. Braden Sullivan in a rebound. And he fumbles with the basketball. And here comes Cadillac. Howell into the lane, and he will score.
Aggressive take to the hole there. Looked like they might have had a little bit of a foul here on the steal, but no call. And all of a sudden, we're on the board. We got a ball game. 6-2.
6-2 Standish. Sterling. Brody Sullivan in the lane. Kick out Nuremberg. Nuremberg into the lane. He'll stop. And guarded by the much taller defender. Smartly does not try to go over Howell. Nuremberg might be under 6 feet. Braden Sullivan to the lane. Left-hand layup. Lost it going up. Rebound comes down to Gates. Quickly up the left side to Montag. Montag drives the lane. And right hand on the left side is good. And it's 6-4.
Tremendous body control by Montag. He got bumped out. Free throw line extended. Was able to maintain his composure. Took it in for an easy bucket.
Brody Sullivan, basketball up top, crosses over, spin at the free throw line, kick to Truman King. King, stop and pot, mid-range jumper, rims out. Rebound pulled down by Howell. Howell will bring it up for Cadillac. Stop, go left side to Montag. Montag to the free throw line, knocked away by Prout. Race for the basketball, and Montag will grab it. Bounce pass right side, and then down inside, and it's tipped away, grabbed by Howell. Howell underneath the basket will travel.
Great defense right there by number 30 for Standish Sterling. That's Truman King showing it on both ends of the floor right now.
6-4. Standish Sterling, they have the basketball. 4:15 to play here in our first quarter. Braden Sullivan walks it across the Claire Pioneer C. Hand off to Truman King. Now to Brody Sullivan up top to continue this motion offense, trying to get a matchup they want. And Braden Sullivan drives on Baker. Had the ball poked away, but Truman King is there. He'll head fake. Stop at the block. Montag might have got a hand on that, and then he gets the rebound. It's 4-on-1. Bounce pass to Howell, and he will lay it up. We're tied. Standish not getting the same shots they did earlier, and Cadillac able to run in transition. We now have tied the game at 6. Left side Nuremberg to Brody Sullivan. He drives baseline, goes up at the rim, got it to go.
Good take, switched over to the right hand, drew a little bit of contact, was able to fight through it.
Brody Sullivan, the only Panther with a field goal so far. He's got 4 points, and it's 8-6 Panthers. Right side Baker up top to Montag at the volleyball line. Left side, that's Brown. Now down inside, new man in is Kyle McGowan, who kicks it back out to Montag. Right side Baker at three-point line. Inside ball knocked away, stolen. Here comes Braden Sullivan. Sullivan to the rim. Left-hand layup is good, and it's 10-6. That live ball turnover. Cooper, good for the Panthers.
Cooper Prout got his hands in there, knocked it away, take it to the other end. Easy bucket on the layup. It's 10-6.
Pass to the free throw line, then down inside for an easy layup for McGowan. Great pass by Howell at the free throw line. That'll make it 10-8. Standish still with the basketball and the lead. Truman King, handoff to Brody Sullivan up at the top of the key. Goes right side, Braden Sullivan. Sullivan will just drive into the lane, step through, and we're going to go with a travel, which is actually very good for Standish to be a traveler. The ball was getting stolen, and it was going to be Cadillac going the other way. Montag with the basketball as he walks it up for Cadillac. 10-8 Standish, 2:20 to play here in our first quarter. Right side, that's Baker. Baker looking, goes back up top to Montag. Montag left wing, Charlie Howell. Howell back up top, Montag. Howell again, just Montag and Howell playing back and forth. Two leading scorers for this team. Howell just drives baseline. He gets cut off, goes back up top, Montag. He'll drive to the free throw line, clears some space, and we've got a blocking foul on the Panthers.
Yeah, could have went either way. You know, ducked his shoulder a little bit to draw the contact, but could have went either way. We'll take it.
Foul goes on Nuremberg, his first. Baker inbound. goes up top, Montag. And Montag will set up the play. 2 minutes to play in our first quarter, 10-8. Standard Sterling with that lead. Montag with the basketball at the free throw line. Left side, Baker. Pump fake three. Drive to the shoulder. And then inside to Howell. Howell will be fouled on a drive. And so that'll be the first on Braden Sullivan. Got a little out of position when they jumped at the three.
Yeah, they really did. They're really extending that 2-3 defense way out. Good look inside and one. Great look on the inbound. Charlie Howell cut to the bucket. Just used that size to go up, collect, and shoot, and he's going to get the opportunity for the old-fashioned three-point play.
Yeah, right into the teeth of Cooper Prout, who wasn't able to move his feet. Howell able to get the bucket and got the friendly roll on the free throw. 7 points on the night for Howell already. And it's 11-10. This is Cadillac's first lead of the game. And now going into a full court defense, 2-2-1 press here for Cadillac. They're going to have some size up front and make the Panthers work to bring it up. Braden Sullivan and Truman King now to Brody Sullivan. Break it easily. Right corner. Cooper Prout, pump fake a three. Up top, Braden Sullivan. And the Panthers able to work into their offense. Left wing, Truman King. Truman King pushed off. Nice used that off arm. And a good job by Brown to sell it so the official saw it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and he got him. I don't think he knocked him three rows into the bleachers, but he got a little contact.
This game is brought to you in part by Aranac Bay Veterinary of Standish, Nagy's Tractor Sales of Omer, Mrs. Brothers of Standish, and the Erickson Family Insurance Agency of West Branch. Up top, Montag. Montag, left wing, Brown. Pump fake three, drives to the baseline, goes to Howell. Howell in the lane, step through, can't get it to go. Rebound, Brody Sullivan.
Good rebound by Sullivan. That's his second already.
Braden Sullivan brings it up. Brody Sullivan, top of the key. He drives right in. He'll be mauled by Brown as it'll be a foul on the floor. But Standish will get the basketball underneath. So it is Cadillac 11, Standish Sterling 10. We'll have our first sub of the game as Brock Bartlett will check in for Standish Sterling. They're going to give Sullivan a shooting foul. I was not ready for that. So Brody Sullivan at the line. First one is up, and it is good.
Yeah, they might have caught a break there. I thought that was definitely on the floor, but
we'll take it.
We'll take it.
Tell you what,
absolutely.
We'll take it. Good call. Makes it 11-11 after the first free throw. Second one is up, and that one too long. And rebound pulled down by Howell of Cadillac, who will quickly bring it up. Gets across half court, down inside. Brown had to adjust his shot at the rim. Offensive rebound, too strong. Offensive rebound again. And now a kick out. Pass inside, Brown, no good. And rebound pulled down by Braden Sullivan. You got all those?
I got them.
Braden Sullivan walks it across. As 43 seconds left, left side Cooper Prout here in our first quarter. Again, we're tied at 11. Up top to Bartlett. Bartlett clears himself some space. And bounces it across to Truman King. We'll see if Standish might try and hold for one here. Brody Sullivan, basketball up top. Left side, Braden Sullivan. 25 seconds. Braden Sullivan, crossover a few times. Into the lane, right hand layup, good and one!
Great take!
Two or three strike crossover moves, got him into the lane. Goes up on the right side, caught it with the foul. Foul goes on number 32. That is Charlie Howell.
And that's a big foul as well. Only his first, but foul starting to mount just a little bit here for Cadillac.
And Sullivan completes the three-point play. He's got five. Both Sullivans with five in the first quarter. It's 14-11 Standish. 15 seconds to play in the quarter. Right side is Gates. Gates up top to Montag. Montag to the free throw line. Kick right side. Gates for three. No good. Rebound. And a foul coming here as Brown just shoved Truman King straight to the ground on a rebound. That is their sixth foul already. Standish will shoot the entire second quarter. And so with 3 seconds left, we'll see if Standish can get a half-court heave up. Cadillac will extend their defense. Inbound with 3 seconds. Sullivan will step on the line with 1 second left as he tried to draw a foul there to go to the free throw line, but good defense. And instead, with 1 second, Cadillac will inbound. Gates will inbound, and he'll go right to the rim. King picks it off. So that will end our first quarter. Standish Sterling 14, Cadillac 11 on WKJC, your power station for sports. 1411 Standish after one. This game brought to you in part by the Walker Insurance Agency of All Gray, Mary's Country Corner of Sterling, and North Central Area Credit Union of Standish. On our sister station, Hits FM, Tawas and St. Ignace doing battle after one. It's Tawas 19 and St. Ignace 15 in what should be a high-scoring matchup over there.
Had a great start for Standish in that first quarter. Got just what they needed.
Braden Solomon with the basketball. Lost it. Ball on the ground. It's going to be a fight for it. Panthers come away with it, and Truman King has it right side, Brody Sullivan. He'll drive on that right side. Nothing there. Cut off, so he'll bring it back out and hand it off to Brayden Sullivan. Hand off to Truman King. Truman King, hand off Brody Sullivan. This is going to be so important for the Panthers of not forcing shots, not feeling like it's been too long since you shot and forcing one up. Being able to be patient like this they are right now is fantastic.
Yeah, it is, and they're just really good defense. You can see why they're just playing suffocating defense right now, but Standish patient, and they get a great look here.
Sullivan, a pull-up three, no good. Rebound comes down to McGowan. Here comes Cadillac, trailing by three. Brown goes to Montag on the right side. Montag into the corner. That's Gates. Gates cross-court to Brown. Brown holding, looking for the hole in the 2-3 zone. They go to McGowan. McGowan, Gates on the right side. Up top, Montag. Deep three for the tie. Knock it down.
Yeah, you can see him squaring up for that one. Pretty stroke.
We're tied at 14 here in our second quarter. Brayden Sullivan will stop. Hand off Brody Sullivan. Now hand off Truman King. He wanted the three. Montag, good defense. Hand off Brayden Sullivan. Haven't been able to get Truman King open yet. Brody Sullivan up top to Brayden Sullivan. And we've got a timeout here for Standish. Take one with them. Tied at 14 on WKJC, your power station for sports. High school basketball on WKJC brought to you in part by the Standish Pharmacy. Joe Sweeney at Dean Arbor Chevrolet of East Dallas, ATD Engineering and Machine of All Gray, and Reigning Hope Ranch of Standish. Tied at 14, Panthers out of the timeout. Brayden Sullivan gets across the half-court line to Nick Nuremberg. Cadillac changing up their defense, a little bit more aggressive. To right side, Truman King, pull-up mid-range, jumper, good!
And he knew that one was down.
Had a little something to say for Jaden Montag, too, as he walked away. It's 16-14 Standish. Nick Nuremberg going to pick up Jaden Montag right as he catches the ball. Not overly pressuring him, just making him a little slower bringing it up. Montag with that basketball up top. Goes right side to Gates. Gates into the free throw line. Down to Howell. Howell up, and he'll be fouled. Looks like a block underneath on Truman King that will send him to the line to shoot two.
Yeah, I got really good position down low, and that's going to be the second foul on King. So, with just a few minutes gone here in the second quarter, definitely doesn't want to pick up a third.
Howell at the line shooting two. First one short. He had 7 points in that first quarter, easily leading his team. So now, chance to only cut the lead to one. Second free throw from Howell, short as well. Rebound on the ground. No one's got it. Diving for it. King got it. Here comes the Panthers. Sullivan right side. Brody Sullivan in the lane. And wildly goes up. And man, did he get bailed out on a foul there. He is going to the line to shoot two.
Yeah, and honestly, I think it was the right call. Maybe I'm a little bit biased here, but, he was out of control, but he was late stepping in. I think it was the right call.
Yeah, I'd have gone no call whatsoever because I think you're right. I don't know how you call foul. You should have called a foul on both somehow. Free throw by Sullivan is way too long and left.
Well, that one really looked rushed. Did not look comfortable on that shot.
The heat of that moment.
It is.
He's got the student section just to his left there of Cadillac. Second free throw is good.
Much better.
Able to calm his nerves. 6 points on the night for Brody Sullivan. And a 17-14 lead for Standish. Montag with that basketball goes left side to number 34, Baker. Baker up top, right side to Gates. There's their looking, go to the free throw line. Back out Gates, up top Baker, left side Montag. And good recovery by the Panthers. Inside to Howell. Howell, pump fake, up, and got it with the foul.
Yeah, just a nice take. Got the ball inside, free throw line. One dribble right to the bucket. He went hard. He's going to pick up the foul and a chance for a three-point play.
Foul goes on Caleb Emmons, his first team sixth. So both teams now in the bonus, and we'll shoot free throws the rest of the way. Howell completes the three-point play. We're tied at 17, 10 points on the night for Charlie Howell. Braden Sullivan has the basketball, left side to Nick Nuremberg. Nuremberg to Brody Sullivan, screened by Nuremberg. Sullivan able to create some space. And he will cross over, step to the lane, throw wildly, and it's controlled and picked off by Baker. Tegan Baker to the line, pump fake up and under, and scores.
Yeah, really, really good hustle by Cadillac, and looked like he might have drugged that back foot. Standish coaching staff not happy about that one.
Truman King, pull up three over Monte, knock it down! Standish back up one, 20-19.
Just enough of space created. Get a nice look for a knockdown three.
Montag left side to Baker. Baker down low. McGowan lost it going up. Oh, they're going to say that it was knocked out of bounds. So Cadillac keeps the basketball underneath. Inbound. Baker corner three. Knock it down.
Nice switch on the out-of-bounds play. Get Baker, not normally one of their better outside shooters, but got a great look.
Cadillac up by two, 22-20, their largest lead of the game, believe it or not. Nuremberg up top to Brayden Sullivan. Sullivan walk it over, get a screen from Truman King. He'll pull up for three. That's off left. And rebound knocked out of bounds by Howell. That is probably not the shot you want Brayden Sullivan taking, to be 100% honest with you. Go ahead and work it around.
No, it was it was definitely contested.
Bounce pass knocked out of bounds. Brayden Sullivan's racing to the rim for what probably would have been an open layup. Out of bounds by...
How about the hustle on that last play by Truman King, though, to bounce that off from the Cadillac player?
Nuremberg will just fire it up top, and it'll be grabbed by Cadillac. Baker to Howell. Howell, Euro step and scores. He's having a fantastic night. It's 24-20, Cadillac.
He's very smooth.
Brayden Sullivan will get it across the line. 3:40 to play in our first half. Pass inside, Truman King, up, goes up at the rim, no good. And good defense by Jaden Montag and Charlie Howell. Howell with the rebound, and he'll get it up left side, Gates. Gates to the corner, Baker. Baker back outside to Gates, who goes right side, Montag for three, a little long, and a rebound, Truman King, and a foul going on Howell. That will send Truman King to the line to shoot a 1-1.
Yeah, and if you're Howell, man, you can't create that foul. That was a long rebound, came out almost to the free throw line, and he went up, definitely got him with a body from behind, and that's going to be two on Howell.
This game is brought to you in part by Iva's Chicken Dinners of Sterling, Sullivan Exteriors of West Branch, Wilson Trucking and Excavating of Hale and Prescott, and Keeley's Business and Tax Service of Prescott.
Howell's going to have to go to the bench with those two fouls.
Truman King at the line, shooting 1-1. Makes, no, he missed the first. Wow. Rebound comes down to McGowan. It stays 24-20, Cadillac. Montag will bring it up. Montag on that left side towards the volleyball line, up top to Baker. Baker right side to Main. Main into the deep corner. Back out, Tegan Baker drives to the lane, left hand, rolls around and in. 7 points in the quarter for Tegan Baker, and it's a 26-20 lead for Cadillac. Truman King right side. He'll drive, stop at the free throw line, shoot it. Can't get the friendly roll, a little too hard. Rebound to Gates, quickly up the court to Main, drive inside, and he'll be fouled by Brayden Sullivan and go to the line to shoot two.
Yeah, good outlet. You can see they're starting to try to open it up just a little bit on the offensive end. I think they're kind of feeling that Cadillac, you know, might need to score a little bit more here, and we're going to get a timeout from Standish.
Take one with them on WKJC, your power station for sports. Cadillac, 2:50 to play here in our first half, and Eli Main is going to the line to shoot two. Standish just seems like a little out of control now. They just kind of need to reset and kind of get back in this one. I think they'll be all right. First one by Main is good.
Yeah, you know, they've really done a nice job. I mean, they've only got three turnovers, and with that defensive pressure that they've faced, they've been sped up just a little bit over the last minute or two here, and that's led to this 8-point lead as the Vikings' Eli Main knocks it down. But you know, they're hanging around. They need to keep it close.
Nick Nuremberg hands it to Brody Sullivan, who's harassed and turns it over, and Gates is alone to the rim, and he will lay it up and in. It's a 10-point lead for Cadillac. Big time quarter. 19 points in the quarter. It's a 19-6 quarter, and a foul here going to come on Gates. So Brody Sullivan will get to go to the line and shoot a 1-1 as Gates got kind of trapped. He was late coming over, reaches around, and will foul Brody Sullivan.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see coming out. You know, they've called this fairly tight, and Cadillac has got the 9 fouls. You're going to be looking at a double bonus here real shortly. But, like I said, Standish has done a pretty good job of counteracting that.
Sullivan makes the first. He'll get the second. And Brody, the buzzer Sullivan, as we call it, because there's multiple buzzer beaters in the district round. Now it's 7 points. Makes it 30-21. Second free throw up and no good. And rebound comes down to number 14, Grant Williams, for Cadillac. Tegan Baker, basketball up top. Right side to Montag. Back up top to Baker. Trying to find the hole in that 2-3 zone. Working. Goes left side Montag. Montag thought about deep three. Pass inside. Picked off. Brody Sullivan is going to come away with it. Here comes the Panthers. They'll slowly bring it up with 2 minutes to play in the half. Braden Sullivan, handoff to Brody Sullivan. Brody to Truman King, who's been working to get his shot here in the second quarter. Off to Braden Sullivan, inside. Kind of lost it, going up, and still found a way to score on the left side. And it's 30-23, cut the lead to 7. Cadillac in that lead. Montag with the basketball up top as Cadillac slows it down a little bit. They go to the free throw line, almost knocked away. Right side Baker, pump fake 3, into the short corner. Back up Montag. He steps back for a 3. Too long and off the top, so it'll be a turnover for Cadillac, or back, or at least a missed shot off the back. So it'll be just a standard Sterling basketball here underneath. Tawas up at halftime on our sister station, Hits FM, 31-30 over the top of St. Ignace. Brody Sullivan has the basketball up top. Hand off to Truman King. Thought about the volleyball line 3. Instead, we'll keep the offense going. Braden Sullivan drives inside, goes up left side, got it to go!
Good stop and start. Went up hard with the left hand, used his body to shield off the defender. Great bucket.
That is the Truman King effect. Players are running towards Truman King, thinking he was getting the basketball. And a nice little 5-0 run here by Standish Sterling. Baker being harassed by Nuremberg, close to a 5-second call. Back to Baker on the left side, drives baseline, stop at the elbow, kick out, 3-pointer left wing, knock it down for Eli Main.
Big time look for the sophomore.
That's a big shot. Braden Sullivan will bring it across, hand off Truman King. King will hand it off to Brody Sullivan. Kick right corner, Cooper Prout. Likes to shoot the 3 a little bit, back up top to Sullivan. Screen by Truman King, back to King. Montag playing great defense. Couple of stutter steps. Montag gets a hand on it. Ball on the ground. Dove on by the Panthers. And then thrown out of bounds off of Tegan Baker. And the Cadillac side erupts, not liking that call. So with 23 seconds left in the half, inbound goes back to Braden Sullivan. He has to walk it across half court. Yes, he does. Brody Sullivan left side. Hand off Truman King up top. I'm sorry, Cooper Prout up top now to Truman King left side. Truman King cross court to Nuremberg. Nuremberg up top, Sullivan. 5 seconds, they got to go. Sullivan in the lane. Pass down low, Prout, and he's blocked underneath, and that'll end the first half of play. Cadillac, a great second quarter. They lead 33-25 on WKJC, your power station for sports. Brad Allen and Jeff Erickson here with you. Halftime from Claire. It is Cadillac 33, Standish 25. Take you through our first half stats real quick. Leading scorer in the game, Charlie Howell with 12 points on the night. He was the only player in double digits. 7 points for Deegan Baker, 5 for Eli Main, and for Jaden Montag. 2 for Gavin Gates and 2 for Kyle McGowan. That's Cadillac to get to 33. Standish led by Braden Sullivan with 9 points. Brody Sullivan and Truman King each have 7. And then Cooper Prout has 2. for this second half, Jeff, what I really like seeing, you can go through your stats here too, I just want to see Standish. It looked like maybe in that last 3-4 minutes they started thinking. They weren't just playing. I want to see him get back to just playing. Play with aggression. Play, be who you are. Go ahead and just play Standish basketball a little bit.
Yeah, and I think Cadillac had a lot to do with that. I mean, that man-to-man defense that they play is just stifling. I mean, they switch, they don't switch off much. They fight through picks. And I think that had a lot to do with it. I think it started to wear them down just a little bit. But give Cadillac a lot of credit. But, you know, they've only turned them over 5 times as aggressive as they've been. That's what's kept them in the game. They need to do more of that here in the second half.
Cadillac starts with the basketball. Baker goes right side to Montag. Back up top. Baker now working right to left as they try and work through this zone. Montag inside, knocked away by Prout and stolen by Nuremberg. Cooper Prout, what a day he's had here fighting for Standish Sterling. Brayton Sullivan will bring it up. Hand off Truman King. Truman King to Brody Sullivan. Back to Brayton, and they'll set up trying to find a crease. Brayton drive, kick to the corner. Nick Nuremberg, hand off to Truman King. King up top to Brody Sullivan. He'll cross over, heading to the lane, kick to the corner, Brayton Sullivan. Screen coming by King. Sullivan in the lane, up top Nuremberg. You can tell they're just laying off of Nuremberg, not really worried about him shooting the basketball. Hopefully he can make him pay one time. Brayton Sullivan has the basketball up top. He'll drive to the elbow. Running, hook in the lane, can't get it to go, and rebound comes down to Gavin Gates. Here comes Gates for Cadillac. Left side, Tegan Baker. Open left corner three. No good. Rebound tipped up, controlled by Charlie Howell, who just pushes Cooper Proud off of him and scores.
Yeah, just the physicality and the athleticism, just too much down low. Too much of a size advantage right there for the Standish guys down low.
This is different basketball right here. I'm telling you right now, Northern Michigan, that's called a charge. Up top now to Cooper Prout. I don't think it is. I thought it was good, clean basketball, but I'll tell you what, I've seen that call to charge a lot. Nuremberg goes left side to Truman King. King to the corner. He's double-teamed. Ball poked away. Nuremberg able to come get it. He's got his dribble. He can dribble with it. There he goes. Then picks it up. Trapped and hands it to Truman King. It's knocked out of bounds off Montag. And so 35-25. Cadillac leading Standish Sterling, and they've really ramped up the defensive pressure here already in the second half. Brayden Sullivan, double-teamed, loses it. Here comes Montag down the floor, and Truman King is going to pick up a foul.
Yeah, and give credit to Montag right there. After the inbound pass, he actually came off his guy and got the double-team, poked it away, and then hustled down to the other end.
Sure, they're not used to giving up 25 points and a half. Baker, a right wing three, no good. Truman King, a rebound. So I'm sure they are actually playing a little angry here in this second half. Not used to giving up this many points. Truman King up top. Dribbles left side. He's got to just kind of work to his shot, and he just loses it out of bounds. At first, he dribbled it off of Gates, but then ended up
looks like it went off his knee.
Yeah, he ended up reaching for it. Montag will slowly walk it up. Some faux pressure here by Nick Nuremberg. Down low to Howell. Howell cross court. Montag, a left wing three. No good. Rebound controlled. And
yeah, really, I'll tell you, a really good box out is they're going to pick up the foul on Cadillac here, but really, really good box out right there between Brody Sullivan and it looked like number 20, Nick Nuremberg, down low. Two small guys, but got bodies on the Cadillac defender, were able to pull that rebound away.
Here come the Panthers, trailing by 10. Pass inside, Montag read the pass to King, and a good foul here by Nuremberg, just saved a dunk.
Yeah, he had it right up, but what tremendous defense. Once again, I sound like a broken record, but Jaden Montag, my goodness, is he a good defender.
He's long, he's athletic. I mean, this is a good basketball player, Jaden Montag. Left side, he has that basketball, does Montag. Up top to Baker. Baker right side to Eli Main. And ball tipped away, stolen by Sullivan. Quickly up court to Brayton Sullivan. Left side, Brody. He'll drive in the lane. Fade away. Didn't go through the contact. Faded away. And it's rebounded. Here comes Cadillac. Howell into the lane like a football player. And Nuremberg did not need to rake down at him. He was trapped underneath the basket, but he's going to go to the line to shoot too because Nuremberg raked at it.
Yeah, he bailed him out. He was out of control. down on the other end, you mentioned it. He kind of played off contact a little bit. If he goes straight up into contact, he draws that foul. He turned around, looked at the official, said, hey, come on, man. But you're not going to get that if you're falling away.
You're 100% right. He's got to play a little stronger. Sophomore will learn it. First free throw, goodbye, Howell. Makes it 36-25, Cadillac. They're starting to pull away. Second free throw, good as well. He's got 15 points, this Charlie Howell. 37-25, Cadillac. Standard Sterling needs to find something, and it's got to go through number 30, Truman King. Dribbles right side for three. Knock it down.
Found a way to get himself open. Great job, and looks like a little bit of pressure. They're going to pick up the intensity. I like that.
They need to. Cuts the lead to nine. 37-28, Cadillac. Baker up top. Sullivan back to Baker. Baker up top to Gates. Right side, Main, an open three. That one's no good. Rebound, Truman King. Truman King to Braden Sullivan. See if they can find him another one. Back to King. Long three. Off to the left, but a foul is going to be called as Brody Sullivan went for an offensive rebound. And Cadillac, who plays good physical basketball, and today the officials just not letting some of these things go, as I think Maine picked up the foul. He did, and it's his third. McGowan will check in, I'm assuming, for Maine, and it is.
First one with three fouls, though. They've been well distributed. That's one thing. They really don't have anybody in deep trouble on either side.
Let's have a coach who coordinates when someone can foul. Braden Sullivan has the basketball out of the inbound. Dribbles to the right. Nothing there. Got the switch. Ramon tags on him. He could get it back to King. Drive into lane. Just kind of threw up a wild shot.
Yeah, that one was ill-advised.
Standish in that first half was so smart with their shots. Right now they feel rushed. They got to slow down, just play their game, even though they're down by nine. Gates almost had it stolen by Nuremberg. Is able to recover it. Go right side Montag to McGowan at the free throw line. Kick out to Baker. Down inside to Howell. Howell kick out Gates for three. Left wing. No good. Rebound. Grabbed by Howell, who's just able to lay
what
it up.
What a rebound. Went up with one hand. Really athletic rebound.
The 6'6 junior just flat out bigger than everybody else out there. Back to an 11-point lead for Cadillac. 39-28. Nick Nuremberg, that basketball handoff to Cooper Prout, right side Braden Sullivan. Sullivan to Truman King. King going to fight through, step through, and he'll be fouled by Montag. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Just kind of was falling down. He went with a Euro step, lost his balance, knew he had to shoot it so he didn't travel, and Montag luckily hit him in the eye.
Well, and Montag's first foul, as aggressive as a defender he is, the fact that that's his first foul is pretty amazing.
King is now 0-for-2 at the free throw line today. This game is brought to you in part, to find my list here, there it is, is brought to you in part by Surveying Solutions of Standish, Vantage Plastics of Standish, and Daniel's Septic Service of Sterling. Second free throw good by King. He's got 11 points on the night, and it's 39-29. Standish going to play some defense if they're going to mount a comeback. Right side, Gates. Ball knocked away, but able to be recovered by Cadillac. As Howell gets it down low to McGowan. Back to Howell, and King ripped it from him. Back to McGowan, though, and he lays it up and in. He is the first person not named Charlie Howell to score in the third quarter for Cadillac. And it's 41-29, Cadillac. Right side, Prout. Prout up top to Nuremberg. Nuremberg will launch the threes, wide open, off the glass, no good. And that is why Cadillac wants him to shoot. Right side, Howell. Howell going to pick up a blocking foul
my.
On Nuremberg. Man, if Nuremberg doesn't lean away from that,
yeah.
I think he might get that call, but he leaned away instead of just taking the hit.
Tough, you know, close calls on both ends of the floor right there. Both of them just happened to go against Standish. Not saying either one was the wrong call. Good quick inbound here to Jaden Montag, who is going to finish with the mid-range jumper, and it's 43-29, and Standish is going to need a timeout.
Take one with them on WKJC, your power station for sports. to 43-29. Cadillac currently leading Standish Sterling. As Standish took that timeout, they've got to find a way to get back to being the aggressor. You know, in that first quarter when they had the lead, they were the aggressor. Braden was driving to the rim. Brody driving to the rim. Truman King, you know, did what he could to try and get a shot. He's being defended greatly. They got to get back to just kind of being aggressive.
Yeah, and just play relaxed. You know, they're still in this ball game. They're going to need a couple of good things to go, you know, to go well here at the end of this third quarter.
Cadillac has switched it up to a zone. Right side, Sullivan. Sullivan now left side to King. It's a 1-3-1 zone. Wendell now with it. He'll kick it back out and throw it way over Truman King's head, who saves it. And Braden Sullivan gets it. Sullivan to the rim. Bounce pass to Wendell.
Oh,
he gets
nice
rejected
ball
by Brown. Sullivan inside and stolen by McGowan. He tried to get it to Emmons. Here comes Cadillac. Montag into McGowan. McGowan up, and he traveled.
Yes, he did.
He didn't need the up fake. Didn't need it.
No. No, and that was the right call. No doubt about it. They don't like it, but that was the right call.
Braden Sullivan. So back to the 1-3-1 zone, it looks like, for Stanch. They got a rover. Montag just running back and forth a little bit. Deep three left side, King, no good. Rebound pulled down by Brody Sullivan, though. He'll turn, fade, and no good. And rebound is going to be grabbed by Gates. Gates to Montag up the floor. Back up top, Gates. Right side, Brown. Brown into the short elbow area. McGowan, no good. Rebound, Truman King. And here comes Braden Sullivan. Final minute 15 of our quarter. Truman King dribbles into a three. That one short, but here comes Brody Sullivan again. And now we've got a jump ball that will keep the ball with the Panthers.
Yeah, good rebound by Brody Sullivan. Went down low and kind of dug one out on the long rebound. Be interesting to see if Cadillac, how long they stay in this zone.
Wendell looking to inbound and knocked away by Gates. We got Wendell, who's probably 5'8", 5'9", trying to inbound over a 6'4", 6'5".
He's got to be 6'6", 6'7".
And he just throws away over the top. Sullivan and came open. And Braden Sullivan gets a screen from Truman King. Kick to Wendell, right corner. Gets a screen from King again. Wendell, bounce pass right side, Braden Sullivan. Just need to find someone else who's willing to shoot, because Wendell had the opening, and Sullivan had it ripped away by Brown. Two on one to the rim. Brown, down low to Howell, who lays it up and in.
Good body control, and nice under control take by Brown. Has given him some really nice minutes here.
He's got 20 points on the night, does Charlie Howell. And Sullivan double dribbled. And Stan's going to need to turn stuff around quickly. Trailing by 16. Timeout. Cadillac take one with them. 45-29 Cadillac on WKJC, your power station for sports. High school basketball on WKJC, your power station for sports. Brought to you by Fergie's Pizza of Standish, Dan Meals Well Drilling of Standish, LeClaire Chiropractic of Standish, and Charity's Chop Shop of Standish. You know, Cadillac gives up 39 points a game. We were talking about at the break there. Standish had 25 at halftime. Felt pretty good about getting over that 39 mark. Now with here with 37 seconds remaining in the quarter and they only have 29, you feel less good about it.
Yeah, well, you know, and in that first half, they played good defense. In the second half, they played tremendous defense. And, you know, they switched up to that 1-3-1. But like you said, Montag's just running all over the floor. It's something to watch.
Yeah,
it really is.
It's four players in a zone and then Montag running to ball side. That's all it is. It's impressive, and he's just in passing lanes. Cadillac with the basketball. Sullivan got a hand on it. Montag able to recover it. Montag guarded by Wendell up top. Standish ramping up the ball pressure a little bit. Right side, Howell. Howell back up top to Montag. 13 seconds remaining in the quarter. Montag just bullies his way down. Kick out to Brown. Brown up top. Down to Montag.
Oh, beautiful backdoor pass. Standish with a chance at the last shot. Truman King got a good look at the buzzer, and you can count it.
Truman King, the only Standish player to score in the third quarter. It is Cadillac 47, Standish 32 on WKJC, your power station for sports. Yeah. 47 to 32 after three quarters. Cadillac with a 15-point lead. And they have the basketball to start the fourth quarter. Montag will drive, kick right side. Open is Brown for three. Way too long. Here comes Wendell with the rebound. and he will dribble and hand it off to Braden Sullivan. Panthers going to need buckets. They're going to need them quick. Left side to Brody Sullivan to the corners to King. King drives, and what a play
wow.
by Jaden Montag as King was going to go up for a mid-range jumper. Montag reached in and got a jump ball.
He's as good as I've seen in a long, long time defensively. Man alive. Can you imagine him and Hayden Johnson playing in the same game? Holy smokes.
Bounce pass to Truman King as they kept the basketball out of the jump. Right side, Brody Sullivan. Back up top, Braden Sullivan. Now to King. King dribbles left side towards the corner to Wendell. Now up top, Braden Sullivan. As they try and dissect the defense, back to the man-to-man is Cadillac. Brody Sullivan kick out to Wendell. Hand off to King. King up top to Braden Sullivan. At this point, I mean, you just don't mind if King takes any shot in the world right now just because you need to get some offense. Braden Sullivan drives inside, has it ripped, and it goes up and loses it and throw down the floor. King's going to get a steal. Throw it back up to Wendell. Here comes Wendell. Hand off to Emmons. Emmons in the lane to Wendell. To King. King up and under. Lost it.
Oh,
and Brody Sullivan's
no.
going to get it. Now back to Braden Sullivan. Sullivan to the lane, and he will be fouled by Howell, who must have got him down low because he sent that ball straight down to the floor.
Yes, he did, and what a scrum. Both teams just flat out getting after it. Wow. Jaden Montag right there just reached in. It looked like he had a clear lane to the bucket as he knocks the first one down, and somehow he reached in from behind him without fouling and stripped that ball away.
Jaden Montag has been tremendous on the defensive end, as we've talked about. Braden Sullivan made the first. He's got 10 points now in the game. Second free throw is up, and that one rolls in too. 47-34 Cadillac. Left side is Jaden Montag. Montag dribbles in, throws it way over the head of Gates.
He's human.
On offense. I thought it was funny. Well, Braden Sullivan shooting the free throws. Coach Coyne just looked at Kaysen Wendell and growled at him. That
yeah.
was his coaching. Growling at Kaysen Wendell. Trying to pick up that energy a little bit of the Panthers on both sides. Braden Sullivan gets a screen from King and lost it as he was dribbling to the left. Here comes Maine. Maine right to the rim, and Brody Sullivan going to pick up a foul as he blocked the ball, but got the foul.
Yeah, he got him with the body.
Yeah, 100% did, no doubt about it. Believe it or not, it's a first on Brody Sullivan. For someone yeah. who's always around the ball.
He is around the ball. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Sends Eli Maine to the line to shoot two. First one is up and short. This game brought to you in part by the Tremble Insurance Agency of Standish, Arby's in Standish, Linwood, and West Branch, Miles & Sons Insurance of Standish, Oscoda, and Pinconning, Smith & Associate CPA of Standish, and Metalodge of Sterling. Second free throw is good. Maine has 6 points on the night. It's 48-34, 14-point game now. Left side, Wendell. For Standish, Sterling. Up top to Brody Sullivan. Sullivan will drive right to the rim. Go up. No good. Rebound Emmons. And
oh, my goodness.
A jump ball is called. I don't know how you can get a jump ball when he's standing
he was
on
behind
your back.
Him. Yeah, he literally was behind him. I don't think the referee had a good angle. I would like to have seen one of the other referees come in and overrule him on that. I think from his angle it looked like he fouled him, but that was just a bad call.
Montag up top to Maine, left side Montag into the corner and then down low and way over the head of Howell. 6'6", 6'10", whatever he is, and they keep on trying to throw it down there. Good defense by the Panthers. So ball don't lie, they get the basketball back. And all is well in the world again. Gates checks out for Cadillac.
Tell that to Coach.
Braden Sullivan basketball up top, left side Brody Sullivan. Sullivan will drive, hand off to Truman King, who will work to the left. Stops at the free throw line, shoots the jumper, no good. And rebound comes out to Howell. Howell right down the lane, bounce pass to Montag. Great pass.
Yeah, great pass, and great job at drawing the defense over. Truman King had to decide. He decided to stop the ball. Easy dish for a bucket.
Montag in double figures. Now he's got 11. Wendell up top to Emmons. Emmons a jab step, looking. Now he picks up his dribble, wanted to hit to King, but Jaden Montag wasn't letting that happen. Right side is Brody Sullivan. Now to Braden Sullivan, 5 minutes to play, Cadillac by 16. Left side, Wendell. Wendell up top to Emmons. Emmons a jab step. Looking. Now over to Brody Sullivan. Great defense being played here by Cadillac. Braden Sullivan in the lane. Bullies his way through it. What a grab by Tegan Baker. He steals it. Here comes Cadillac. Baker to the lane. No one stops. Ball, and he missed the layup. But he got his own rebound. And then tipped around. Howell comes away with it. Howell up underneath the rim. No good. Got his own rebound. Goes up and scores.
Nice job of defending. Nice job of using the basket to go up and use it as an extra defender to get away from the pressure.
Cadillac by 18, 52-34. Braden Sullivan left side to Emmons. Emmons looking up top to Wendell. Wendell, handoff to King, Truman King. Gonna work, step to the side. He wanted the three. Montag was right there. Inside to Emmons. Emmons goes up and he is fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two.
Yeah, he went baseline, tried to create a little space with the off arm there, and he was able to maybe get away with one, but definitely got fouled on the other end.
3:55 to play here in our fourth quarter. Emmons' first free throw is up and too long. Howell will check out of the game. See if they even bring him back in as Gates checks in for him. Second free throw by Emmons. Also too long. Rebound Gates. 52-34. Cadillac over Standish Sterling. 3:48 to play. Right side, Baker. Baker standing out at the volleyball line right towards the Pioneer C here at Clare. Goes left side, Maine. Maine picks up his dribble, bounce pass it to Gates, who had it ripped away by Truman King. It bounces out of bounds. Stays with Cadillac.
Standish really extending that zone, trying to put a little extra pressure on him up top. But the problem with doing that is it leaves somebody open down there in that mismatch.
Up top to Baker. Baker handoff to Maine. Eli Maine goes right side to Montag. Montag down low to McGowan. McGowan cross court to Maine. Up top, Baker, extra pass for a three. No good. Long rebound to Braden Sullivan. Doesn't see the number, so he'll slow it up. Right side, King dribbles into a three. Rims out, and a foul going to be underneath on Montag as Cooper Prout got the rebound. And Montag shoved him into it. And only the second foul on Montag, which is maybe one of the most impressive things tonight, is Montag only having two fouls and that being correct.
You're absolutely right. It's not like he's fouling and they're not calling it. He's that good.
Yeah. Truman King gets the inbound. Goes inside and again got a hand on it. Looks like Baker's going to pick up a foul.
Yeah,
here.
It's Tegan Baker with a reach in. We're going to go 1-1.
Sends Truman King to the line to shoot a 1-1. 52-34. Currently, Cadillac with that 18-point lead. Truman King at the line, shooting a 1-1, and long on the free throw. Really struggled at the line so far today. Montag right down the rim, and Truman King's going to foul him. Great job, Cadillac, off the miss, quickly running down the floor. Howell's going to check back into the game after the first free throw. Man, you said this team is ranked fourth in Division II, and this is why. Even though Standish had a great start, just slowly, Cadillac didn't worry. Just slowly chipping away, doing their thing, playing defense as Montag knocks home the first free throw. And, you know, lo and behold, they're up by 20 points here.
Yeah, defense doesn't lie. I mean, that's the one thing. If you play the kind of defense they do, even if you've got a cold shooting night, you're still going to be in every basketball game. And that's why they were in every basketball game, even the ones that they lost. There's a great rebound there. Howell had just checked in, and he just made a really athletic move. They tried to box him out. He was just too quick. He went around him, got inside position somehow, and now he'll go to the line to shoot a couple, as that's going to be the fifth foul.
It's on Truman King.
On Truman King.
So the senior, and it'll be his final game. gets a large hand.
And everybody in the Standish building on their feet. Truman King hugs all around as he's going to check out of this basketball game for the final time. Playing basketball for Standish Sterling. What a career for that young man.
Over 1,000 points. Powell makes the first free throw. Gives him 11 just in the half alone. 23 in total in the game. And second one is up and good. So he's got 12 in each half right now. 24 points, and it's 55-34. Cadillac a big-time lead now. 21 points, largest of the game. Nuremberg hands off to Cale Coyne. And poor Cale Coyne.
Oh, my. I thought the same thing. Look at that.
And he Jaden Montag just running around to whoever has the basketball.
Yeah, he just goes and gets it.
Went to Cooper Prout, swatted out of Cooper Prout's hand, and then Prout and Montag went careening into the scorer's table, racing for the ball. It was knocked out of bounds off of Prout. 2:40 to play. Cadillac basketball. Right side is Baker. Baker cross court to Montag. Pump fake the three, goes inside, great pass
to
Baker.
What a pass. What a pass through the zone and a great cut as well for an easy bucket. And Cadillac making it look easy now.
Britton Sullivan basketball up top now to Brody Sullivan. Brody Sullivan now to Cooper Prout. Prout left side Nuremberg. Now to Brody Sullivan with 2 minutes left. Cadillac's going to empty the bench. Left side now to Nuremberg. Up top to Brayden Sullivan, who's also playing his final game. He'll launch a deep three off glass, no good. Rebound Montag. Montag will bring it up. Pass
nice
down
pass.
Low. Howell had Coyne up on him. They're going to say foul on the floor. And so Howell would have gotten an and one. Instead, foul on the floor. And they'll check everybody out of the game. So that it is a one and one for Howell. As they clear out the bench. And Jacob Bartlett will check in for Cale Coyne. Or for Braden Sullivan, and the senior goes and hugs each and every one of his teammates. Brock Bartlett goes and gives him a hug. And Bartlett jogs off there. Sullivan jogs off the floor. Now Wendell will check in for Nick Nuremberg.
Yep.
Nuremberg will walk off. His final time, big hug for Coach Coyne.
What a career for these young men. What a moment being shared over on that sideline as they step on the court together for the final time.
Free throw by Howell, no good. Rebound Brody Sullivan, the sophomore. So Howell's going to have to stay out there a little bit longer. Bartley with the basketball goes left side to Wendell. 1:45 to play. It's 57-34. Cadillac Prout, a three. Knock it down.
Nice shot.
And just a substitution timeout here for Cadillac. So it's not going to be anything long. Just substitution timeout. He doesn't want the full timeout.
Well, they're just going to get Charlie Howell out of the game. So.
And you know what? Nope, they're going to force him to take the timeout. We'll take one with them on WKJC, your power station for sports. With the basketball out of the timeout, knocked out of bounds by Wendell. Looks like Nate Roberts is out there on the floor, sophomore guard. Bailey Wade, number 40 out there. Right side having it right now, Clay Potvin. Potvin will be fouled as Prout, I think, reached in. And so Potvin will go to the line to shoot a 1-1. They're going to give that to Bartlett, actually.
Getting a few of the sophomores into the game here. I haven't quite got the insight if they've been with the varsity squad all year or they brought up a few JVers, but getting some quality minutes for.
So Potvin makes the first. He'll get the second. And he got them both.
And you got to check out the sideline over there. They've got a little Major League rendition going on.
Left side, Brody Sullivan. Sullivan to the free throw line. Kick out to Cooper Prout on the right side. Thought about the three. Step back. Wanted the three again. Left side Wendell. Wendell drives inside. Had the ball ripped away. Now they're going to say a foul. That'll send Wendell to the line to shoot a 1-1.
Good strong move to the bucket, but you know, as you kind of look forward, you know, obviously it's, you know, kind of time to look forward a little bit for Standish. But, you know, these young men here have got in some – oh, I got a rebound quick out to Standish. Long rebound here by Cadillac.
Quickly up the floor is Brown. Brown down low to Potvin. Potvin left-hand layup, good.
Nice look inside.
43 seconds left. It's 61-37. Cadillac drive inside. Brody Sullivan loses the basketball again. Somebody playing defense down there. Brock Bartlett, though, for three right side. Knock it down.
Hey, there you go. There's your 40.
They got to 40. Cadillac won't be happy about that. They got to 40. 61-40. Left side. And cross court now to Brown. Brown into the corner for three is Williams, and no good. Rebound to Brody Sullivan. Sullivan will be fouled by Potvin with 11 seconds left. Again, leading by 21. Sending Brody Sullivan to the line to shoot one and one. Potvin's got a busy minute or two that he's been in here. Free throw, no good. Rebound pulled down by Williams, and then picked off by Coyne. Coyne into the lane, and he goes up and scores. Cale Coyne gets a steal and a bucket, and that will wrap it up. Our final score. The Standish-Sterling Panthers fall here in the regional semifinal. Cadillac wins 61-42 on WKJC, your power station for sports.